Extreme discipline makes you unrecognizable. That's what you're after. Musashi achieved it and became the greatest samurai philosopher in history. The Book of Five Rings contains his complete system for building it. Five rings teach five principles that transform you from soft to savage. By the end, you'll know exactly how to use these to become disciplined beyond belief, starting with the Earth Ring, which shows you exactly how far you have to go. The Earth Ring teaches brutal self-assessment. Most people think they're busy. They're not. They're distracted. Musashi wrote, "The warrior's is the twofold way of pen and sword." He meant train both mind and body equally. But first, you need to see where both actually stand. After killing Sasaki Kojiro, his most famous duel, Musashi disappeared into a cave for 2 years, not celebrating, studying his own weaknesses. The winner spent 2 years analyzing why he almost lost. That's Earth Ring thinking. Let me show you what this looks like today. Take someone who thinks they're productive. Let's call him Gohan. Wakes up tired, grabs his phone, checks emails in bed. Starting the day productive, he tells himself. Gets to work late, opens 15 tabs, bounces between tasks. Lunch break becomes 90 minutes of YouTube. Afternoon, more tab switching, more phone checking. Home by 7, exhausted from being busy. Sound familiar? Gohan decided to track his actual time usage. Every minute for 1 week. The results? 6 hours daily on his phone, 2 hours of actual focused work, 8 hours of busy that produced nothing. The Earth Ring principle. Know the smallest things and the biggest things. Musashi meant know every detail and the full picture. Most people know neither. Here's what tracking reveals. You're not busy. You're weak. You don't have a time problem. You have a focus problem. You don't need more hours. You need to use the ones you have. Gohan's revelation hit hard. He wasn't some productivity machine fighting against time. He was a distraction addict lying to himself. His packed schedule was empty movement. His exhausting days were self-inflicted. Most people discover they're genuinely productive maybe 2 to 3 hours per day. The rest? Fake work. Busy work. Avoidance dressed up as effort. This is why motivation fails. You can't motivate yourself out of delusion. You need Earth Ring honesty first. Track everything. See the ugly truth. Accept that you've been lying to yourself. Here's the thing about reality. It doesn't care about your excuses. Neither did Musashi. In Dokudo, he wrote, "Accept everything just the way it is, not the way you wish it was." Once Gohan saw his real numbers, everything changed. Not because he tried harder, because he couldn't unsee the truth. 6 hours on his phone, 2 hours of real work. Those numbers burned into his brain. But here's where it gets interesting. Knowing you're weak is just step one. What happens when you try to change? When you actually attempt discipline? That's where the water ring comes in. Because the earth ring shows you reality, but water teaches you what to do when reality fights back. Part 2, water ring. So Gohan saw the truth. 6 hours wasted daily, 2 hours productive. His response, complete overhaul. Wake at 4 a.m., 2 hour workout, 8 hours deep work, cold showers, meditation, reading 2 hours nightly. Day 1, he lasted until 6 a.m. Crashed. Quit everything by noon. This is where the water ring saves you. Musashi wrote, "Water adopts the shape of its receptacle." People think this means be flexible. Wrong. It means stop fighting reality with fantasy plans. Here's what nobody tells you about Musashi's early career. He never used the same weapon twice in his first 20 duels. Sword, spear, wooden stick, bare hands. Why? He was learning that rigid plans fail against reality. Gohan's mistake was universal. You see your weakness, so you create a perfect schedule. Military precision, zero flexibility. Then reality hits, you fail, and you quit because you're not disciplined enough. Wrong. You're not water enough. Here's what Gohan learned. Instead of waking at 4 a.m., he woke 30 minutes earlier than usual. Instead of 2 hour workouts, he did 10 push-ups. Instead of 8 hours deep work, he did 25 minutes focused, then a break. Pathetic. That's what Gohan thought. Until week 2, when he realized he'd done 70 push-ups and 175 minutes of focused work without failing once. The water ring principle in action. Flow around obstacles instead of smashing into them. Can't do 100 push-ups? Do 10. Can't read a chapter? Read one page. Can't meditate 20 minutes? Do 2. You think you're different? You think you can skip the basics? Even Musashi started with wooden swords. He spent years doing basic cuts before his first real duel. Here's the strategic genius. Musashi wrote, "In strategy, make the enemy think you are far away when you are near. Applied to discipline, make the task think it's defeating you while you're actually winning. Your brain expects you to quit the gym after 10 minutes. Go for 11. Expect it to give up on page 1. Read to page 2. Each small win rewires your identity. You become someone who doesn't quit. Gohan discovered something crucial. Discipline isn't about heroic efforts. It's about consistent adaptation. When 10 push-ups got easy, he did 15. When 25 minutes felt short, he did 30. Water doesn't break the rock by force. It wears it down by persistence. Your habits are the same. Small, consistent pressure beats dramatic attempts every time. By week 4, Gohan was waking at 5 a.m. naturally, working out 45 minutes daily, getting 4 hours of deep work done. Not because he forced it, because he flowed toward it. But here's where it gets dark. Once you start seeing progress, once you build momentum, a new enemy appears. One that's destroyed more warriors than any external opponent. The Fire Ring reveals what happens when you finally start winning. Part 3, Fire Ring. Week 4, Gohan's making progress, waking at 5 a.m., working out daily. Then he sees someone bench pressing twice his weight, someone younger closing million-dollar deals, someone running marathons while he's proud of his 45-minute workouts. The anger hits. I'm pathetic. Look how far behind I am. What's the point? He skips the next workout, then the next. The spiral begins. This is where the Fire Ring changes everything. In the Book of Five Rings, Musashi writes about fire and its nature, how it spreads, consumes, and transforms. Most people let anger consume them. Warriors use it to forge themselves. Musashi learned this young. His father died when he was 7. Instead of becoming a victim, he turned rage into routine. 14 hours of training daily, not despite the anger, because of it. Every swing of his wooden sword was fueled by fury. But here's the key. He aimed it at his weakness, not himself. In Dokudo, he wrote, "Do not be jealous of others, good or evil. Not because jealousy is morally wrong, because it wastes precious fuel. Every moment you spend angry at others' success is energy you could use to destroy your own mediocrity." The Fire Ring Principle. Anger at mediocrity is fuel, not failure. Gohan's shift happened in one moment. Looking in the mirror, disgusted at his progress, he almost said, "I'm pathetic," then caught himself. "I refuse to stay pathetic." Same emotion, different target. Everything changed. That voice telling you you're not good enough, that's not your enemy. That's your drill sergeant. The problem isn't the voice, it's that you're attacking yourself instead of attacking the problem. Here's what Gohan started doing. Every night, he wrote down what pissed him off about himself. Specific things. Only did 30 push-ups. Checked phone during deep work. Ate garbage for lunch. Then he converted each one into next day's mission. Anger about 30 push-ups? Tomorrow's minimum is 35. Pissed about phone checking. Tomorrow the phone stays in another room. Disgusted by lunch choices. Tomorrow's meal is prepped tonight. Emotions aren't good or bad. They're energy. The question is where you aim them. Aim anger at yourself. You self-destruct. Aim it at your weakness. You evolve. Gohan discovered the daily ritual. Morning. Acknowledge what you hate about your current state. Evening. Convert that hatred into tomorrow's plan. Not positive affirmations. Productive rage. Within 2 weeks, his progress doubled. Not because he found motivation. Because he stopped wasting anger on self-attack and started using it for self-improvement. The fury was always there. Now it had a purpose. But anger alone creates another trap that destroyed many samurai. What happens when the rage actually works? When you start winning? When progress makes you feel superior? Part 4, Wind Ring. 3 months in, Gohan's a different person, wakes at 4:30 a.m. without an alarm, hits 100 push-ups easily, 4 hours deep work daily, friends asking what happened to him, family thinks he joined a cult. Then the whisper starts. You made it. You're disciplined now. You can ease up. He stops tracking time, skips the evening planning. I don't need that anymore. I've got this. One missed workout becomes 3. 4 hour work sessions become 2. Within 2 weeks, he's lost 50% of his gains. The Wind Ring exists for this moment. Musashi wrote, "In the Wind Book, I have written about other schools of strategy. People think he was showing off. No, he was explaining why he never stopped learning. Even after 30 consecutive victories. Here's what most don't know. At age 50, after defeating every sword school in Japan, Musashi said, I have not yet reached the way. 50 victories, undefeated, still calling himself a student. Why? Know your enemy, know his sword. The enemy isn't other people. It's the version of you that thinks you've arrived. Musashi studied other schools obsessively, not to steal techniques, to stay humble. Every time he thought he knew everything, he'd find another approach that exposed his gaps. This kept him sharp while others got soft. Gohan learned this the hard way. The moment he stopped tracking was the moment he started falling. Not because tracking has magic power, because tracking keeps you honest. The second you think you don't need systems, you've already lost. Here's the contrast that hurts. Musashi at 60 victories. I am a student. You at 60 days, I got this. He stayed hungry after decades. You got comfortable after weeks. The wind ring revealed something deeper. Every level of discipline has its own challenges. Beginner's challenge is starting. Intermediate's challenge is consistency. Advanced challenge? Not believing you're advanced. Gohan implemented a new rule. Every month, study someone better. Find someone who makes your discipline look weak. Learn their methods. Feel inadequate again. Use that discomfort as compass pointing toward growth. This is why Musashi wrote about other schools, not to mock them, to remind himself he was one of many approaches, to stay curious, to remain a student, to never let mastery become arrogance. But knowing you must stay humble and actually staying humble while winning, that's different. Which brings us to the final ring, the one most people never reach, the one that explains why true masters seem so different from everyone else. Part 5, Void Ring. The daily battle never ends. 6 months in, Gohan hits a wall, not physical, existential. He realizes something that almost breaks him. This never gets easier, ever. He'll wake at 4 a.m. forever, track his time forever, fight his weakness forever. The thought makes him sick. When does it end? When do I get to just be disciplined? Never. That's what the Void Ring teaches. Musashi's Dokudo contains the answer, accept everything just the way it is. Not accept defeat, accept reality. And reality is that discipline is war, and war never ends. In the void is virtue and no evil. The void is the space where struggle becomes natural, where hard becomes normal, where discipline stops being something you do and becomes someone you are. Here's what breaks most people. They think discipline is a bridge to an easier life. Train hard now, coast later. Build habits now, cruise on autopilot later. That's the lie that makes them quit when they realize the bridge has no end. Gohan's transformation happened in a moment of clarity. Exhausted, frustrated, ready to quit, he asked the wrong question one last time. When does it get easier? Then he heard the answer. It doesn't. You get stronger. The shift. Stop asking, when does it get easier? Start asking, what's today's battle? Because here's what the void reveals. You don't reach a point where discipline becomes easy. You become someone who does hard things automatically. Not because they're easy, because that's what you do. Musashi painted every day, not to become a painter, because warriors paint. He practiced calligraphy, not to become a writer, because warriors write. The activity wasn't the point, the practice was. Gohan finally understood. The tracking, the workouts, the early mornings, they weren't steps to somewhere else. They were the destination, the eternal practice, the way of living that separates warriors from everyone else. The void isn't empty, it's full of acceptance. Accepting that you'll fight laziness tomorrow. Accepting that you'll track time forever. Accepting that the war against mediocrity never ends. But here's the paradox. When you accept the eternal struggle, it stops being a struggle. It becomes your nature, like breathing. You don't struggle to breathe, you just breathe. Discipline becomes the same. Each ring builds on the last. Earth shows you where you are. Water gets you moving. Fire accelerates progress. Wind keeps you humble. Void makes it permanent. Gohan doesn't ask about endings anymore. He asks about beginnings. What battle starts today? What weakness gets attacked today? What growth happens today? Because in the void, you realize something beautiful. The struggle isn't the price of discipline. The struggle is the discipline. The eternal war isn't what you endure to become disciplined. It's what makes you disciplined every day, forever. And that's exactly how it should be. The rings are waiting. The question is, are you disciplined?